You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we give you a special invitation to stay with us, trusting that our broadcast service today will be a spiritual blessing to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We're thankful for each one who is in our congregation, and we're trusting that the Word and the Spirit will make the broadcast a blessing to souls. We thank you for your goodness, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, and we're thankful that you're no respecter of persons. So bless our entire congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm walking each day by the side of my Lord.
Our subject for today's broadcast, He Will Keep. We have various promises in the Word of God as to the fact that God will keep us. In time of trouble, in time of trials, in every situation of life. So I'd like for you to look with me today at Psalm 121, and I'll read it at this time. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. As to Psalm 121, it is thought that this psalm was a prayer of the Jews when they were held in Babylonian captivity. Of course, it is not certain, but I say it is believed that it was written during that time, a prayer of the Jews while they were held in Babylonian captivity. Now, in verse 1, there was no help in a literal hill. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. So there was no help. In fact, many times Israel build altars to heathen gods in the high places. But we do read that Jerusalem was built on a hill or on a mountain. And we also read in the scriptures how Daniel, while he was there in captivity, raised his window and he looked towards Jerusalem in his prayers. He prayed 3 times a day. And so the psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. And then he goes on to say, my help cometh from the Lord. Solomon, at the dedication of the temple, prayed, hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, forgive. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 30. We do not need to look to some hill today, nor do we need to look to any literal city today, as the Jews did and as Daniel did. We need to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. We need to have faith in the one who made the heavens and the earth. Yes, I believe in creation. I believe that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And we need to keep our eyes upon Him, for He is indeed our help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So we need to trust God, the living God, the one who has promised and the one who will keep his promises. Yes, he will keep. Then in verse 3, we read here, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. If we do what we are supposed to do, of course, God's promises are predicated upon our obedience. As you study the scriptures and as you find the promises of God, someone has said there were 32,000 promises in the Bible. I'm not sure about that, but I know there's a lot of them. And I know that God made them and God stands back of his promises. And he said here in verse 3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved if we do what we are supposed to do. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. The psalmist said his steps had been well nigh slipped. Why? Because he had become envious of the foolish. But he went into the house of the Lord, and he saw the end of the wicked. I saw the prosperity of the wicked, Psalm 73, 2 and 3. He that keepeth thee will not slumber nor sleep. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3 and 12. So again I say, he will keep us. He has promised to keep us, but his promise to keep us is predicated upon our living in obedience to him. He will not sleep, he will not slumber, and he will keep those who put their confidence and trust in him and live in obedience to his word. Again, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those that do evil. Elijah was a man of God, a mighty man of God, but his people, Israel, had turned to Baal worship. The king had married a heathen woman, Jezebel, and she had turned the people away from God and brought in her false prophets, and many of the people of Israel had begun to worship these idols. But Elijah, a man of God, was moved to preach against, to teach against the gods of Baal. And so finally, he made a challenge to the children of Israel. He said, now let us take two oxen, and let us build an altar. You build an altar, put your ox upon it, and you cry unto your God, the gods of Baal, and then after you have done that, I will put my ox upon the altar, and I will pray to my God, and the one that answers by fire, let him be God. So the Israelites accepted Elijah's challenge, and Elijah said, you go first. And they built their altar, they put their ox upon it, and they even jumped on the altar and cut themselves with stones and cried unto Baal for hours. And Elijah stood back and mocked them and said, cry a little louder, maybe your God's gone to sleep, or maybe he's on a journey. But along about time for the evening sacrifice, around 3 o'clock, Elijah said, now you've had enough time. You get away and let me pray to my God. So Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord. It should never have gotten into the place where it needed to be repaired, but it did because of their worship of Baal. But Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord, and he put his ox upon it. And now he said, you take 4 buckets or barrels of water and pour on this. And he did that 3 different times, 12 barrels of water. Even had him to dig a ditch around the altar to see that he didn't have somebody down there under the altar hiding to set a fire. And Elijah stood back, prayed a short prayer, and asked God to send fire from heaven, and God answered his prayer, sent fire from heaven, consumed the sacrifice, licked up the water, and even the stone melted. And the people then said that God was the God. God was the true God. And Elijah had all those false prophets slain. Yes, he did. He had all those false prophets slain. And the people acknowledged that Elijah's God was the true and the living God. Again, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, but his ears are not open to the prayers of the wicked. He's not open to the prayers of those that are worshiping idols. His eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. And God still hears and answers prayer today. Now in verse 4, he that keepeth Israel, he will keep his people. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Now notice what the Apostle Paul said here. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So that tells us that we must commit ourselves to God for Him to keep us. And we can trust God. We can put ourselves in God's hand. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Paul also said in his letter to the Corinthians, you are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And so he will keep those who will commit themselves to God. God kept Daniel in the lion's den. Yes, I believe that. That's not a fairy tale. I believe Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. And I believe God sent an angel and closed their mouths, gave them lockjaw. And they did not harm Daniel. And the next morning when the king came down there and he uncovered it in, the king said to Daniel, O Daniel, is thy God able to deliver you? And Daniel responded to him, O king, live forever. The Lord knew I have done no harm. He sent his angel and closed the mouths of the lion. And the king demanded that Daniel be brought out. And those who had tricked him into putting Daniel in the lion's den were taken, and they were thrown into the lion's den, and they didn't even get to the bottom of it before the lions were tearing them to pieces. Also, God kept the three Hebrew children, as we call them. They were young men, but the Lord kept the three Hebrews in the fiery furnace. Yes, I believe that also. Regardless of what men may say, regardless of who doubts or who questions, I believe God kept the children, these three men, in the fiery furnace. And whenever the king saw the fourth one in there, he was astounded. And he commanded that they bring these three men out. And there wasn't even a smell of smoke on their clothes, not even a hair on their head was singed. God is able to keep. And that's the title of our thoughts today. He will keep. Now, in the next word, the Lord is the keeper, not us. We're not to keep ourselves. We're not to put confidence in self, but our confidence is to be in God. The Lord is the keeper, but he has watchmen to help him. Yes, he has watchmen to help him. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. That's Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 17. And so God has watchmen that will proclaim his gospel. And if we're going to have the Lord to keep us, we must obey the message of truth as it is preached. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. And we read here in verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. And again, I want to emphasize the fact that God has watchmen on the walls to blow the trumpet and to warn the people. And if they do not take heed to that warning, they will be carried away in their sins, but their blood will be upon their own head. Notice this scripture from the book of Ezekiel. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. If the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person among them away, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hands. Ezekiel 33, verses 3, 4, and 6. So God cannot keep those who will not take heed to his warnings or live in obedience to His Word. But God is able and God will keep those who put their trust and their confidence in Him. The Lord will preserve, He will keep all who will give heed to the blowing of the trumpet. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalm 91, verses 9, 10, and 11. Did you know that saints of God have a guardian angel? Many times when I prepare to make a trip, I pray to the Lord, Lord, send your guardian angels with us. Protect us from all harm and danger. And I have traveled thousands and thousands of miles over the highways and have never had a serious wreck. Thank the Lord for that. So the Lord will keep those who put their trust and their confidence in Him, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Again, that's Psalm 91, verses 9, 10, and 11. He keep my commandments and live. So we read in Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 2, keep my commandments and live. And we read in Isaiah 26 and 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26 and 3. And again, verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless the truths of this beautiful psalm to our congregation today, and may they be encouraged to press the battle on if they be a Christian, and if not, may the Spirit speak to them and draw them, that they might turn their hearts and lives over to thee. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. If it's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. Our fax number and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage, Also, we have an archives of a number of our broadcasts. If you've missed any, you can go there and listen to them. And also, we invite you to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live over the Internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service at 7, Wednesday evenings. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin Craig, thanking you for being a part of our congregation today, trusting the broadcast has been a blessing, and we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
On the cross of Calvary, our blessed Savior died, gave his life to save the world from loss. In his pain and agony, for every sin to hide, shed the blood that stained the old rugged cross. His blood, his precious blood, that stained the old rugged cross. 'Twas his love that paid the awful cost. Oh, so far astray, come and plunge today. Blood that stained the old rugged cross. To the cross, the rugged cross, they nailed his precious hands, and in death he fully paid the cost. Blood.